Vanishing point. So do you know the vanishing point? The concept of vanishing point. Zabbi is seen as a line you convert as a typical part. When you draw, the photo, so you view that as a vanishing point, and the different lines you convert as a vanishing point. So later we will show you the concept of a vanishing point. So here, 1 point, 2 point, and 3 point, we refer to the number of vanishing points. So on the parallel projection, so we have the orthogonal and the oblique. So orthogonal, so that is the projectors are perpendicular to the projection plane. Okay, perpendicular to the projection plane. So this is the, so for the oblique, it's the, it means the project is not perpendicular to the projection plane. And under the orthogonal projection, we have the multi-view orthographics projection. So for the multi-view orthographics, I think if your background is double E or the engineering, I think you have learned during the undergraduate studies, the one course is a function. I think you have learned the multi-view orthographics projection. I give you a different projection. You are required to draw a 3D shape, right? Or the given a typical view, you are required to draw the other view, right? Which line is invisible? Which line is visible, right? So this is a multi-view orthographics, and also the axonometric. So axonometric for multi-view orthographics and the axonometric projection, the difference is the projection is so for the multi-view projection plane is parallel to the coordinate plane. The projection plane is parallel to the coordinate plane. And for the axonometric, as the projection plane is not parallel to the coordinate plane. Okay, so under the axonometric, we have the axonometric, dimetric, and trimetric. Three kinds of axonometric. So later we will show you what is the appearance for each projection. Okay. After the projection, what's the appearance? So you know the difference. Yeah. So this part is the most of this part of our basic concept. Okay. So you just know the for each projection. Okay. For each projection, what's the effect? What's the effect after the projection? Given an object, if we use a different projection, the resulting projection are different. So here we can compare before introducing the detail, so we can compare the parallel projection. Perspective projection. Okay, so for parallel projection, I use this video here. And then you design the projectors. Okay, so here you can observe these lines are projected are parallel to each other. And so here this is the orthographics is a project that are perpendicular to the projection plane. Okay. But for the perspective projection. So here, this is a projection plane, and the projector will converge at the COP. That is because this line are parallel to each other. So that is the COP. It's equivalent to that the COP is at infinity, right? And for the parallel projection, the parallelism is preserved. Parallelism is that means the if the two lines are parallel to each other, okay, after the parallel projection, okay, the projected line are still parallel to each other. Okay, so this is a parallel projection. Under the perspective projection, the parallelism is not preserved in general. Okay. So under which case, the parallelism is
parallel is of the symplicity. So that is a two parallel lines after the projection. So the projected result are still parallel to each other. Yeah, so here I just mentioned in general the parallelism is not under the spatial case. So there's still the parallelism is still present under which case. But you can have the, so for example, this line and this line are parallel to each other, right? After the projection, they are still parallel to each other. Yeah, if the lines are parallel to the projection panel, this line are parallel to this projection panel. The parallelism is still present. Yes, so later you should wonder the result here, yeah, so you can observe the unobjective of parallelism is still present. Yes, so this page can show you the parallelism for the parallel projection. Parallel projection, the parallelism is preserved. So for example, DMT lines, the DP, and AB and CD, right? So this is a projection plan after the projection. So the resulting lines, so A prime, B prime, C prime, and D prime, are still parallel to each other. Okay, so this just to show you what is the parallelism. Okay, what is the parallelism? So two parallel lines are still parallel to each other after the parallel projection. So here under the parallel projection, so there are two types. Okay, so this is the orthographic projection. The orthographic projection, so if the project has a perpendicular to the projection plane, so that is this angle is a right angle, right? So 90 degrees. So this line is a perpendicular to this plane. So it's a right angle. So under this case we call it orthographic projection. Orthographic. Otherwise, yeah, for this one. So this line, so the projection are still parallel to each other. But this line is not perpendicular to the projection plane. It's not a perpendicular projection plane. So here we call the opening projection. Still under the orthographic projection. Okay, under the orthographic projection. Yeah, so we have the multi-view orthographic projection. Okay, multi-view orthographic projection. So for the, yeah, I think you should be familiar with this one, right? During the undergraduate study, I think in the course. The engineering job. You have the like to give a thing with you, right? Give a thing with you, you are required to draw other views. So that is which line or which edge is visible and which edge is invisible. If you look at if you project the object towards a different projection plane, along different viewpoint. So which polygon is visible and which polygon is invisible. Yeah, also in the next session we will look at how to detect. Yeah, how to detect the visible object or the invisible object. And like given the object, if you want to project the object to the projection plane, right? So we have to detect which part is invisible, right? So this is the front, this is the back. So if you stand here, you can only observe the front part. Okay? So you have to determine, you have to detect which part is invisible to the viewer. If you can detect the correct, detect the visible regions correctly, so the rendered result will be wrong. So that is the invisible. image will be wrong. Okay, so yeah, the next section we will try to handle the text. It's a, yeah, the algorithm yeah, actually quite simple. Okay, it's also quite simple. Okay, so if you have a drawing, if you have a drawing experience, okay. So that means you draw, if you are drawing a picture, right? Yeah, so you will draw the distant part first, and then draw the near part. Right, the near part will overlap, will cover the distant part. So yeah, actually we can design the algorithm. So you can use this intuitive experience to design the algorithm. Yeah, so this is a multi-view orthographic projection. The multi-view orthographic is just project the object was different than projection plan. So the projection plan is a parallel to the coordinate plan. The projection plan is a parallel to the coordinate plan. Yeah, so if you are provided the 6th plan, the projection towards the 6th plan. So you have, yeah, you can imagine, you can reconstruct the 3D shape, right? You can reconstruct the 3D shape. Yeah, but yeah, so you can only but given the 6th plan projection, okay, if there is a complex structure, it's impossible to recover the 3D. If it's a complex shape, yeah, it's fine. But if the appearance of shape is not complex, for example, it's a concave. Okay. So the inner part may not be, it can be recovered. Yeah, so this is actually, you can see this is like the simple is the parameter issue. So project the object towards the 6th planes. So this is the first category, multi-view orthographics. Yeah, so for the axonometric, okay, for the axonometric is and then the previous page, so for the multi-view orthographics is the projection plan. The projection plans are parallel to the coordinate. Okay. But for the axonometric, projection, so the projection plan is not parallel to the coordinate plan, but it's still orthographic projection. Okay, it's still orthographic projection. So that is the, so these lines are still perpendicular to the projection plan, but this projection plan is not parallel to the coordinate plan. Okay, it's not a parallel to the coordinate plan. For this one is the. This projection is parallel to the right XZ plan. Okay, XZ plan. And the projectors are perpendicular to the projection. Because it's defined under the orthographic plan. The definition of orthographic is the projectors are perpendicular to the projection. But for this one, the axonometric projection. So the projectors are still perpendicular to the projection plan, but this plan is not a parallel to any coordinate plan. So this is an axiomatic projection. Yeah, under the axiomatic projection, okay, so we can classify the geometric, diagrammatic, and the axiomatic. So how do you classify these three kinds of axonometric between how many angles, cubes, columns are equal? Okay. So for example, this is the geometric. Okay. So the angles between the three principal axes are different. So here, for example, this one. So this is the three, for example, you can take these three axes and at the principal axis, right? And these three angles are different. Okay. So if they are different, so we call it the tree magic. For the dimension, the angle between two of the principal axes are result in a field result. Yeah, so this is a different kind of projection. When you produce the render result, the render image, yeah, according to the requirement, you can select a different projection. You can select a different projection. Yeah, in practice, these angles are 90 degrees, right? So the right angles. So if you select a different projection, the resulting projection. Yeah, so this is the definition of the different kinds of projection. It's a parallel projection and the perspective projection. In the parallel projection, we have the orthographies and the opening. Under the orthographies, there's the multi-view orthographies and the axonometric. Yeah. Also under the axonometric, based on how many angles of a cube are equal. We can classify the trigonometric, diametric, and isometric. So here you know the concept, so it's a sufficient. Yeah, so the next part is like if you want to apply the projection graph, if you want to apply the projection to the object, right, during the rendering. So we will perform the projection. If you want to apply a typical projection, so here, similar to the transformation we learned in the last lecture, right? So if you want to apply a transformation, you just multiply a transformation matrix to the object, right? To the object, the coordinate of the object. So still the projection is, it also can be shown as a kind of a transformation, right? So still we can use the matrix multiplication. Yeah, just multiply the projection matrix to the object, so we can achieve the projection. So here we can consider the orthographic projection. Okay. So here a student, the view is located at the origin. Okay. The view is located at the origin. So that is the COP. And the projection plan is located at 0, 0, D. So this plan. So here I just drew the 2D illustrations. And so this is the projection plan. Located at 0, 0, D, and this plan is parallel to the x-y coordinate plan. And so the parallel. It's parallel to the x, y, and give a point to locate the x, y, z. So the project is point x prime, y prime, z prime. So what's the relationship? So this is orthographic projection. So what's the property of the orthographic projection? Yeah, so it's a So this is for orthographic projection. So having converted from the, so having converted from the matrix multiplication, that is between this the given point and the new point. So we can build their relationship using the matrix multiplication. How to convert it into the matrix multiplication? In the form of the matrix multiplication, the Laplace transformation. Do you still remember the, so how do you convert it to the form of the matrix multiplications? So we have to use a homogeneous, right? We have to use a homogeneous coordinate, right? Right, so here x prime equal to x, it can be short of the 1 times x. Y prime equal to y, it can be short of y prime equal to 1 times 1. Right? And the z prime equal to d. So in last lecture, I introduced for the translation. For the translation, you just add the translation distance in the original context. Right? Original context. So what is the to calculate the sum of the two scalars? But for the matrix of multiplication, you calculate the product of the two scalars. Right? So to handle the translation measure, we learn the homogeneous problem, right? Just increase one more dimension. Right? So we can increase one more dimension. So here we just encode the yeah, so this matrix is a projection matrix on the orthogonal projection. So you can ask what's the difference between the translation distance and the translation matrix and this matrix, the projection matrix. Do you still remember the translation matrix? The translation matrix. What's the construction, the famous the translation matrix?
The diagonal is all one.
Yeah, the all diagonal elements are one, right? All diagonal elements are one, and the translation distance. The translation distance are encoded in the last power. So for this one, this final element, because this final is projected to the test, it is equal to plus 0 plus d plus. 0 plus d, okay? So here this element is 0, not 1. It's not a translation. It's not a translation. So it's less realistic. It's less realistic. Yeah, so here it turns into the prosthetic effect. The prosthetic effect is the object are drawn smaller and the distance from the observer increases. It gives us the depth of the sense of the depth. So, yeah, so it's one sense of prosthetic effect is a distant object looks smaller and a near object looks bigger. Yeah, so here I show you that if the line is parallel to the projection plane, so this one. So if the effect of prosthetic projection is scaling, otherwise, so like this one, it's not parallel to the projection plane. So the effect is a foreshortening. It's foreshortening. Yeah, so here, in this issue, the prosthetic effect. Because this is in a photography, right? In photography, the prosthetic can give the impression of a three-dimensional depth. So like here, you can see that the movie. Yeah, so the actual impact is parallel to each other. But in this image, it seems the view converge at the typical part. Okay, the view converge at the typical part. Also this one, yeah, so the distant object, distant part looks smaller. The distant object looks smaller. In this way, it's more realistic. So we know for this, the depth is larger. Yeah, the depth is larger. And for this one, the depth is smaller. The closer to the view, okay, it's closer to the view. So here, under the perspective projection, The parallelism is not preserved in general. The parallelism is not preserved in general. But under the special case, the parallelism is still holds. For example, impacted the parallel to each other. But they're still after the projection, they're still parallel to each other. So if they are parallel to the projection plane, yes, it's a view. The parallelism will be preserved. Okay. The parallelism will be preserved. Yeah, for the perspective projection, yeah, we can classify the perspective projection into three categories. Okay, three categories based on the vanishing point. So the vanishing point is the number of the parallel lines. So the parallel lines will converge. So like this here, the vanishing point will converge here. Okay, so these parallel lines will converge. If you want to draw this picture. So first you will set the location, the vanishing point. Okay. So this is a layout of this picture can be defined. Okay. You will set the vanishing like this one, the vanishing point is located here. Okay. So based on the number of vanishing points, okay, based on the number of vanishing points, so we can classify this. One point, two point, three point. So first, they introduce the concept of vanishing point. What is the vanishing point? So here, the vanishing point has the following properties. Okay, so let's say here in this example, so we have a multiple cube. We have a multiple cube, and this is a larger square of the projection plane. Okay, it's a projection plane. So here we have a multiple cube. So for any vanishing point, so any set of parallel lines that are not parallel to the projection plane will converge a vanishing point. Okay. For example, for this cube, so this line, if you consider the top face, okay, if you consider the top face, so these two lines, these two edges are parallel to each other, right? And these lines are not parallel to the projection plane. So this line. larger sphere is the projection here. So these two lines, okay? These two edges are not parallel to the projection, but it will converge. This is the left dimension point. And also the bottom face. Okay. The bottom face. Okay. So this is the one group. 1, 2, 3, 4. These four lines are parallel to each other. They are not parallel to the projection point. They will converge to the left dimension point. Okay. Similar. So this group, this line, this line, these four edges, it will converge to the right dimension point. So any set of the parallel lines that are not parallel to the projection plane will convert to a vanishing point. So each set of parallel lines meets at a different vanishing point. So that is this group just show you. These are four edges. We will convert it to the left dimension. And so these are four edges. Okay. So these are four edges. Will in blue will convert to the right edge, right dimension. So the set of the parallel lines on the same plane lead to a collinear vanishing point. So this one, if you consider the top face, if you consider the top face for that, so the red edge and the blue edge, okay, it's on the same plane, okay. So all of these four edges are on the top face. Okay. The same plane leads to a collinear vanishing point, the left and the right. So the horizon, so if you connect the left and the right, left and the right vanishing point, it will form the horizon. Okay. So like what is the, if you like this figure. And any point on the horizon corresponds to the moving direction. Yeah, so this is the concept of vanishing point. So here, how many vanishing point can be produced in 3D space? How many vanishing point? So in this figure, I show you the two vanishing point, right? And the left, right. Can we produce more? Yeah, so this project is just a single projection. So, but how about the workflow? The other group. This is for edges. Yeah, so if you have another projection. Yeah, so this green watch may converge to the, for example, if we have one more projection there. Okay. So the if a project to the other projection there, they may converge. So the problem is how to produce the vanishing point. Under which case you can produce the vanishing point. Yeah. At most, we can produce three vanishing points. We can produce three vanishing points. So 1 point, 2 point, 3 points. Okay, the question is how to produce this. Under which case we can produce 1 point, under which case we can produce 2 points, and 3 points. Yeah, for this one, for this figure itself, it's a single vanishing point, one vanishing point. Yeah, so this edge will project is the object. So that's, this is the projection plan. If we project the object to the projection plan, and this edge will converge. Okay. For these lines are parallel to each other, also parallel to the projection plan. So after the projection, they are still parallel to the projection plan. And for this figure, okay, so there are two vanishing points. Okay, so this axis, okay, will convert it to the, so that's, this is the right vanishing point. And this figure is the right, left vanishing point. Okay. And for the vertical, it will not produce the vanishing point. Okay, for this one, it will produce three vanishing points. So this is the one vanishing point and one more and vertically this line will converge. So how do you produce it? Based on the rotation relative to the projection plan. Right? How do you produce the, if you want to produce a different number of vanishing points, you can set a different pose. Relative to the projection plan. If you set a different pose, it will produce a different number of vanishing points. Okay, so here we can, and actually, so under which case, we can produce a different number of vanishing points. So this is the one point. So that is the projection plan that is parallel to two principal axes. The projection plan is a parallel two principal axes. In other words, it's equivalent to the projection plan is a parallel to a typical coordinate plan. Right? It's equivalent to the projection plan is a parallel to a typical projection plan. For example, for this one. Yeah, so this is a cube, right? So this is a cube, so if we can draw the along the, let's say this is the projection plan. So this is a projection plan, and this is the three principal axes. Here the three principal axes. So the green block is a projection plan. Okay. So this projection plan is a parallel. It's a parallel to the, this. So that's what this is. And this is it. So the x. Principal axis and the y principal axis are parallel to the, this projection plan. Okay, this projection plan. So here we can produce one vanishing point. I can show this figure to show you. Okay. So here this is the vanishing point. And the projection plan is a parallel to the vertical x coordinate axis and the y coordinate axis. And also you can observe, so these lines are still parallel to each other, right? They are parallel to the projection plan. But for these lines, are not parallel to the projection plan. It's a good conversion to the vanishing point. So these lines will converge at the vanishing point. But for these lines are parallel to the projection plan. They are still parallel to each other after the projection. This is to show you still the one point. So how do you define the two point? Based on this definition. Yeah, just imagine it. How do you produce a two point?
One
3D cube, right? And so this is a large square, it's a projection plane. Okay, so that's it. This is the three principal axes, right? So that's it. This is x, y, and z. So z, the principal axis, the principal axis z is parallel to the projection plane. Okay, the principal axis x and y are not parallel projection plane. Okay, and we produce two vanishing points. Okay, so this line, this axis will converge here, and this axis will converge here. Okay, two vanishing points. Okay, so it's illustrated in this only the vertical. Okay, the vertical the principal axis is the parallel to projection plane. Okay, so this is a two point. So how about the three point? How do you produce a three vanishing point? Yeah, even the projection plane is not parallel to any of the principal axis, right? So that means this, in this example. Yeah, so still the cube, the three principal axes, right? It's not parallel to any projection. The projection plane is not parallel to any of the principal axes. Okay, so there will be three left and right and the bottom. Yeah, so this field will be illustrated as the three dimensional part. Okay, so left and right and the bottom. Yeah, so this is the three kinds of perspective projection. Okay, based on the number of vanishing points, okay, based on the number of vanishing points we can classify. One point, two point, or three point. Also, here we have a question of how to produce it based on the pose of the object, okay, relative to the projection. Yeah, similar to the parallel projection, but perspective projection. We also, if we want to apply a typical perspective projection, we just want to multiply the projection matrix, right? So, still we consider this example. So assume the viewer is located at the origin. Okay. The viewer is located at the origin. Yes, this is the z dimension. And this is the z dimension. The projection plane is located here, 0, 0, d, and parallel to by the x, y, as the x, y plane. Here on pi, x, y, z, the project defines x prime, y prime. So under the perspective projection. So how to obtain the x prime and the y prime? How to obtain the y prime and z prime by the relationship between the projected point and the origin point? So this is the perspective projection, right? For perspective projection, so the projectors will converge at the COP line. So that is if you connect the, so this is the COP line, the center of projection. Okay, so this is the intersection point. The intersection point between the projector and the projection plane. It's the location of the project point, right? So how to obtain this location? How to obtain this location? In 3D space. Yeah, you just draw a similar triangle, right? Quite simple, you just draw a similar triangle. Access point. But this is in 2D space, in 2D, in the 2D illustration. Yeah, if you can extend to 3D, yeah. So you can draw the, using the thinner triangle, right? So the ratio between the, this is D, and so this is the Z, right? So this is the Z, right? And also, yeah, you just draw two similar triangles, right? Yeah, this is just a, Z will be projected to this plane, right? The point will be projected to this projection, and Z prime equal to D. And using the similar triangle, we can obtain the relationship between X prime and X prime and Y. So the question is how to convert it to the matrix multiplication. So how to convert the matrix multiplication? Based on this, these three formulas, so you can observe Z appear in the denominator, right? Also, it's this formula explains the perspective effect. The perspective effect is that is a distant object. The distant object is that Z is larger, right? Distant object is Z is larger, so Z appear in the denominator, right? Z is larger and X prime and Y prime will be smaller. So based on this formula, based on these two formulas, it expands the perspective effect. Okay, Z, if a distant object is, that means Z is larger. Z is larger, X prime and Y prime will be smaller after the projection. Okay, if Z is smaller, X prime and Y prime will be larger. So it produces the perspective effect. So how do you convert it to the matrix multiplication? Yeah, so this equation are not linear. But for matrix multiplication, it's a linear transformation. So this is the first two are not linear because Z appear in the denominator. Yeah, we still use the homogeneous part, but even if you even you use the homogeneous coordinate, you still can't obtain the matrix population because they appear in the denominator without additional design. Without additional design, we still can't write out the matrix multiplication formula, even using the homogeneous coordinate. Yeah, so this is a homogeneous coordinate, just as we call the increase the one more dimension, the introduce one more dimension, set to one. Okay. The value of H is usually set to one. Okay. So here we can extract one common term. Yeah, so this is the three problem, right? So here we can, first we can write out the homogeneous coordinate. Okay. The homogeneous coordinate, that is, so also we can extract a common term. Okay. We can extract a common term we are in this one. And put the common term out of the matrix. Okay. So we are in this one. We can write out the new people. This is the projection which is under the quantitative projection. So without extracting this common term, it's impossible to write out to convert the perspective projection in the form of matrix multiplication. Yeah, because this is three formula. Matrix multiplication is a linear transformation. Okay. It's a linear transformation. So there's a gap. One is a linear, one is non-linear. Okay. So we can put extract one common term out of the matrix. Okay, yeah, so this part is the perspective projection, parallel projection. So here we can compare the. For the perspective projection is more realistic because it can provide us the depth information. Yeah. Due to the perspective effect, the distant object looks smaller and the near object looks bigger. But for the parallel projection, less realistic. Less realistic due to the lack of foreshortening. And for perspective projection, the size of the object varies inversely with the distance from the COP. But for perspective parallel projection, parallel lines remains parallel. Yeah, for the third one, the third property is the Q type of projection angle. Angles only remain intact for facing parallel to projection. Okay, so even the given a two lines that are typical angle, if the face is parallel to the projection plane, so the angle will not change. Okay. The angle between the two lines will not change. Okay, so this is the first part about the projection, perspective projection. Different types of projection. This is sufficient. And the projection is